very pleased with the fact that Joshua Caird has elected to plead guilty in the first instance, and that I believe is because we had such overwhelming evidence that he had no choice left but to plead guilty, even though for half a year he's been saying that it wasn't him and trying to blame other people. I'm also really pleased with the fact that he's been given a minimum sentence of 25 years, albeit it is a life sentence for what he's done. It is some small comfort to the family. I have spoken to them since the sentence has been given, that he's been given this long sentence, because it helps them with their closure. Donna was, although she'd already been stabbed by Joshua Caird back at her home address, had been taken away, wrapped in a tarpaulin in the back of a stolen car to a location a number of miles away. Joshua Caird had set fire to the car, and horrifically she would have perished within the flames of the car. You've got a young, innocent mother. As the judge commented, she was full of fun, she was full of life, and yes, she had four very young children. Those children are now orphans, and although they have a very large, loving family still around them, it's something that they're never going to forget, and it's something that they're going to have to cope with for the rest of their lives. I've worked, obviously, very closely with Donna's family. Sorry, they've been extremely brave, and they were able even to stand in court and put their views across in front of him. That would have been a massive task for them to be able to do.